AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Polish Foreign Ministry says a Russian-made missile fell in eastern Poland and killed two people. Ministry adding Russia's ambassador was summoned to meet with the foreign minister, who has demanded immediate detailed explanations. Russia earlier denied its involvement. The missile is thought to have been from a swarm of weapons fired at Ukraine's cities today by Russia. Several energy facilities were hit, along with apartment buildings and residential areas. Later this evening, former President Donald Trump is expected to announce another run for the White House. Republicans in the U.S. House, in anticipation of winning a very slim majority, nominate leader Kevin McCarthy for speaker.
We are prepared to lead, regardless the size of the majority. One thing I've always learned, they don't hand gavels out in small, medium, and large. You get the right size gavel, and we will use it.
McCarthy faces an emboldened right-wing faction that realizes he will need all or very nearly all of their support to pass legislation. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell will face a challenge from Senator Rick Scott of Florida, the party's campaign chairman, in tomorrow's leadership vote.
I don't own this job. Anybody in the conference is certainly entitled to challenge me. And I welcome the contest.
Many Republicans blame former President Trump for the midterm losses. He endorsed hundreds of candidates. Many of those far-right contenders were rejected by the voters. House Democrats hold their party elections after Thanksgiving as Speaker Nancy Pelosi and two top leaders, Representatives Steny Hoyer and Jim Clyburn, decide whether to stay on or step aside for a new generation eager to take over. Up day on Wall Street, S&P added 34 points, while the Dow seesawed its way to a 56-point gain. The Nasdaq was up 162. This is AP News. Police say the four University of Idaho students, three women and one man, killed over the weekend in an off-campus home were killed by a knife or similar weapon. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Police say no weapons have been located, but they believe once the autopsy report comes back this week, they will have a definitive answer to what was used to kill the four U of I students at an off-campus house. They consider it an isolated, targeted attack. Moscow Mayor Art Betke was asked by KHQ-TV if they were considering a crime of passion.
If you eliminate everything else that may have gone on, it could be, because there was no burglary, there was no robbery. There was no hostage taking. There was no nothing.
Police discovered the students' bodies Sunday as they responded to a report of an unconscious person. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.